Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 16th, there'll be 18 total installments. This is the 16th, and it starts on page 175 with the chapter that's entitled About Spirits, Jinn, Shaitan, and the Holy Freedom of the Beloved of Allah. And I believe, yes, we're just doing this one chapter today, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إبراهيم رسول الله موسى رسول الله عيسى رسول الله عليهم الصلاة اللهم السلام ومنك السلام ولك يا ود السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذو الجلال والإكرام. Page 175 about spirits, jinn, shaitan, and the holy freedom of the beloved of Allah. Beloveds, first it is important to know that the spirit of the beloved of Allah is always in the real freedom. Sometimes the spirit of your guide visits you. For example, when you're in America, sometimes the spirit of your father visits you and calls you. And sometimes the spirit talks to you, maybe for half an hour. But if you look, you don't see anything. Sometimes the spirit of one of the beloved prophets comes to visit you and to help you. Maybe you were in a strong station and needed help and were crying to Allah. Help me, my beloved Allah. Allah sends one of his spirits to help you and to speak to you. These spirits, my beloved, always fly in the real freedom. They are holy spirits from the beloveds of Allah. Some of them are prophets. Some of them are guides. Some are holy people. And some are angels. The angels sometimes come to visit you when you are in a strong station. You hear voices, but you do not see anything. Also, some of the holy spirits are from those jinn who are real beloveds of Allah. Allah sends many kinds of spirits to visit you, my beloved, and the spirit who is a beloved of Allah is always in the holy freedom. But there are spirits that you sometimes hear weeping. They need help. Sometimes I walk among the many tombs near the wall of the old city, and sometimes I remain there for half an hour. I have visited this place many times and have heard spirits crying in a very strong station. They always need help. I pray, making dua for them, because the place where they are is like living in a prison. This is because of their actions during their lives. But I ask Allah, without separation between anyone, to send mercy to every heart that weeps. I'm sure that if a person loves Allah and loves the Prophet, then Allah does not leave him without peace. Allah is the mercy, and His mercy contains everything, even Iblis. I'm sure that Allah does not leave anyone. He's not like a person who guards the door of a prison. His name is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Do you understand what I mean? The beloved of Allah travels in holy freedom. This is from the secret. The distance between the earth and the first heaven takes 500 years to travel. One day in the day of Allah is 1,000 years. So when I say 500 years, in the years of Allah, this is 500,000 years. Allah says in His Quran, the angels and the spirit ascend to Him in a day, the length of which is 50,000 years. 74. When the soul leaves the dunya, she flies like night. She flies like light. Like lightning, she travels covering that distance. And your spirit is completely light, and therefore it only needs one day to travel that distance. If there are 500 years in the years of Allah and seven heavens, then how many years would it take to travel from this earth to the seventh heaven? The answer is 3,500 years in the time of Allah, and 350,000 years of this world's time. But the spirit of the beloved of Allah cuts this space in one moment. The beloved spirit travels and then returns to the place it came from with the real freedom from Allah and visits anyone from the beloveds of Allah. But for those who do not walk straight during their life, their body is their tomb. When their soul moves, it returns to the tomb and weeps because it cannot walk. Allah puts the soul in this place because of what it made with its hands and tongue while it was living in this world. It made many things that were not right for people and for itself. This spirit tries to fly, but it falls and returns to its tomb until Allah gives it another chance from you or from another. The spirit waits for dua. It waits to hear the word of Allah and to clean itself so that it can begin to walk. This spirit needs 350,000 years to travel the distance between this world and the first heaven. Allah wants to help everyone, and this spirit weeps for that help. It is said that Iblis is the guide for all the bad spirits, and there is wisdom in his work. Allah says, "My mercy contains everything." Is Iblis not a thing? The mercy of Allah contains him. If you look at the deep meaning, Allah is merciful to all. If you stop with the Sharia, then you see that Iblis is the guide for all the bad spirits, and Allah put him in the fire. This is right. But it is not like what people think when they think about the fire of Allah. Sometimes he puts a person in the fire right now, right here, and the person weeps. The human being contains four things: earth, fire, water, and air. When the fire surrenders to you, and when Iblis surrenders to you, the water of the truth in you is sent to this fire. When there is no Iblis, then there is no Maryam or Balkis or Sulaiman. There are no names. There is nothing but Allah. This holy cover is placed there from the wisdom of Allah. This picture is very holy, but it is important to cross this picture, travel through it. And what are these pictures for? Well, they are for the Sharia. But if you go through the picture, then you know what is behind the picture. In the real meaning, there are no pictures. There are no pictures completely. There are no idols or presents. If your presence remained here, then why would your spirit leave? And where does your spirit, your presence go? The presence returns to the earth it came from the reality of Allah. You return to him and you carry him. In the real meaning, there is no space and there is nothing but Allah. Where is Iblis? My beloved, if you say I, this is shirk. Do you know what the Arabic word shirk means? It means partner. If you say I, or he, or she, these are all numbers or things, and you will still pray to the idols, whereas really there's only one Allah. Nothing, only Allah. He says in his Quran, La ilaha illa anna fa'budni, La ilaha illa anna. This means, pray for me and know me. There's no God, only me. Know me through you. In another ayat he says, To whom does the sovereignty belong today? Surah 40, 16. God asks himself for whom he created everything, and he asks himself and he answers himself to Allah, the One, the All-Prevailing. 40:16. Do you see what the answer is? The question is, for whom is everything and from where is everything? This is the question from Allah to himself, and he answers himself. It is Allah, the One, the All-Prevailing. Everything is for Allah, from Allah to Allah. He is Al-Wahid. Do you understand? He's one. What else is there? Where is another? Show me another thing. If there's anything, then why can he not keep himself here forever? Why does he weep? Why does he need someone else? Why does he ask? For this reason, I want all of my beloved children to go through everything and to continue to walk completely, to travel from the dark world and to cross every bridge. This world is a holy bridge. I do not ask you for more than this, only to cross the bridge and to keep the picture without breaking it. The person is a human being, a holy building, and this holy building contains a real treasure from Allah. What I mean is that Allah is inside you. There's no space for another, only Allah, la ilaha illallah. In one moment, you can look and you can see everything. You don't need more time. You only need one moment to move all that you have. Allah gives you the chance, beloveds. Allah gives you the chance to feed yourself from this table, and this is your chance. Do not wait, beloved. Do not wait, but go through and feed yourself at His table. This is a table especially for you. This is the question, and this is the answer. He asks, and He gives. He asks Himself, and He gives the answer for Himself. But also, who asks? No one but you. And who takes the answer? You do. He asks through you. He says, with whom do you speak? There's nothing, only me. Only you. If I can speak like this, excuse me. Do you understand what I mean? The language of the essence of the Spirit of Allah is deeper than anything. But I explain it to you so that you can understand that there is a deep meaning and there are many secrets, and this question is very, very deep. Beloveds, I will now give you an example. Not only an example, but a real answer. There are human beings. Some of these human beings follow the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But some of them follow the law of the shaitan, the devil. And these ones do not follow Allah, but they make everything bad. He is a shaitan, but he is from the human beings. There are also some jinn who follow the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are believers like you and who know the truth like you do, but some of the jinn refuse to follow the law of Allah. And these jinn don't follow, and they are also shaitan. And there are two kinds of human beings and two kinds of jinn, and both of these are the same. Those who believe in Allah are believers, and those who do not believe in Allah are shaitan. The shaitan of the jinn, the shaitan of the human being are brothers. Sometimes there is a jinn with the spirit of a shaitan, and his soul is with the soul of the human being who is like him. Also, I have known many humans who are shaitan who marry women from the jinn. But if a male jinn is with a human woman, he hurts her and she begins to cry. She cannot carry him because he is from fire, and she is from clay. Her eyes will open wide and she will put her hands in front of her face. She will grind her teeth and water will come from her mouth and she will bang her legs on the earth. When she wakes up, all of her body feels broken because she carries something very strong, and he sleeps with her like she is his wife. The Quran speaks about this. This is the shaitan of the jinn, but the believers of the jinn do not do things like this. They know God and follow the law of Allah, and do not leave out anything from the Sharia. They are more than polite. It is also the case of a person who befriends a jinn that he will throw himself on the earth. And when someone stops him and takes him to the hospital, they say that he is mad or something like that. But these things are from the shaitan. I was working with these cases before my guide forbid me to do so. I would discharge the jinn and then burn them. 27 years ago, while I was working in Jenin, I visited the small village of Jabak near Jenin. This was before my guide had given me the order to stop working with these things. I was told that there was someone in Jabbok who wanted to see me, so I went and I was sitting like you see me now when a young woman arrived. She wasn't more than 17 years old. She was wearing a scarf. She carried a cup of coffee and some water. In those days, it was unusual for a woman to visit a man in the village, so this was very strong. I saw clearly why she had come to me, because in that time, I was always in the world of the ijab. Do you know what I mean? I mean that I was madhub, enraptured, one attracted in the station of divine love. I was absent when she arrived, and as I looked at her, I saw another person behind her, but not of her kind. He was tall, and he was completely covered the back of her. I began to send very strong spiritual words of the Quran to her. She began to weep and she fell down. I told her father to cover her body with a scarf. Then she began to kick her legs and pulled her clothes and she began to cry. You could say that she was crying, but it was really the person behind her that was crying. And what did he say? He said, "Sidi, Sidi, stop." But I said, "No, no. It's very important for you to leave this poor woman now. If you do not leave her, I will place you inside this glass bottle." I asked her father to bring me a bottle. It was a bottle filled with a strong red oil called fulik in Arabic, used for cleaning the bathroom. I told him that if he did not leave, I would put him in prison in the bottle and place a cork on it until the last day. And he told me that he would leave through her mouth, but I told him that this would leave her speechless. Then he told me that he could leave through her ear, but I told him that this would leave her deaf. This is because he is fire. All this time I was reading verses from the Quran and also speaking some very strong words to him. He continued to cry. Then I spoke to him about a place from which he could leave. When he asked me where, I showed him that he could leave through one of her toes. I placed the bottle near her toe and discharged him from her into the bottle and placed a cork on the top. He continued to cry like a child, and I asked him how many years he had been with this girl, and he told me that it had been 3 years. Then I asked him what had she done to him that caused him to make her sick and weak and to lose her life. I explained to him this was not from the law of Allah, and this was not the polite manners of anyone who Allah had created. And he said, "I love her." This is what he said, my beloved. Then I said to him, "When you love someone, do you make them sick? This is not real love. It's very important for you to leave." I told her father to find something very heavy to place on top of the bottle and to take it to Transjordan and throw it into the deep sea. Then I told the jinn that Allah had put him into my hands in order to place him in the bottle, and that this was his prison until Allah wanted to free him. Before I spoke to him like this, he said that he would make tawbah. But when I asked him to give me his promise to Allah, he refused. He said, "No, no." He spoke Arabic. There are many who know this story, and there are many cases like this case. But when my guide heard about this, he said, "Oh, beloved, Allah does not want you to do these things. This is not your way. Stop this, beloved. From everything there is wisdom." This took a lot of energy from me. After that time, I needed to rest in bed for 2 months. I couldn't move my body. My guide visited me and said, "You made something very strong for yourself." I told him what I had done, and he said, "This is not from our way. Stop, beloved." From that time, although these things happen often, I stopped. Beloveds, the time now is full of these things. And for that reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us how to forbid them and how to forbid the shaitan to touch you or those you love. When you say Bismillah or A'udhu billah minash shaitan ar-rajim, you say, "God, give me mercy and help me to stop anyone who wants to make something not right for me. And in that moment, Allah sends an angel to forbid those kinds to touch you or to touch any one of your beloveds. And when you go to sleep, say Bismillah. When you go to the bathroom, say A'udhu billah minash shaitan ar-rajim before you go into the bathroom. Or when you want to send any dirty water from anywhere, say A'udhu billah minash shaitan ar-rajim. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. When you ask Allah for help, in that moment He sends help for you. My beloveds, the devils who do the kinds of things which I have explained do not have any light, but they have a strong fire. However, the believing jinn carry light. A devil has light, but covers it with fire. When he surrenders, he begins to give off light, and the fire becomes soft so that it cannot burn anything. When the devil surrenders, he cleans himself in the same way that you do because he carries the face of Allah. It's important for anyone to clean and to walk through everything. When a person is a believer, it's the light in him that forbids him to make anything bad for anyone. He stops because he's afraid of Allah. He loves Allah. He sees Allah in every face. For that reason, he's careful about what he does. For those jinn without light, the fire is thick in their hearts and in their souls. You have fire, but it's not like this fire. You have earth and water and air and fire, but all he has is fire. But, in spite of this, there are many from the jinn who live as you do. In order to forbid the others from making something not right for you, Allah says, remember my name. When you remember the name of Allah, none of them can come to you because they are afraid to come. When you send the word of Allah to them, you send fire to kill them. Once, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Madina, a person came to him and said, beloved Prophet, there is a group of jinn who come to my house at night and throw stones at it. They have not only come once, but they've come more than three times. Please, come. And the Prophet took some stones from the earth and recited some of the words of Allah upon them. And he said to the man, when you hear anything, say Bismillah and throw these stones to every side. The man took the stones, and when he heard something, he said Bismillah. Threw the stones to every side. When he threw the stones, they were like a big fire. And he heard weeping, and after that, from the word of Allah, none of them came to his home again. These things, my beloved, are everywhere. They are also in the West, but the people do not understand. They think that the person is sick, and they take him to the hospital, and the doctors do many tests. Some say he's sick in his mind, some in his stomach, but there's something. Thank Allah, because He shows you how to be with Him, how to be one of His children, and to care about yourself. When I say, send the peace, when I say, send the peace, care about the people and give mercy to those who are crying. Be like the guide of the peace. This is what I mean. And that brings us to the bottom of, to the next page of 184, we'll pick up with the next chapter next time. What is the purpose of the darkness in this world? And we'll also be reading the qualities and the shadali away. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.